Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is so, so good to be back with you today. I have missed doing the program, and I've missed praying for you, although I have been praying for you, just not one-on-one as you call in on the line for prayer requests. But I just wanted to just tell you just a big, big hello and praise God for this new year and what the Lord is doing. And I don't know about you, but it is really, truly an exciting time. And God is so moving on our behalf. And I'm telling you, the anointing of God, the power of God is increasing. And I want you to just that with me, increase. It is a season of increase. And so I'm excited. Oh, my goodness. Again, I just cannot tell you how much I have missed sharing with you the Word of God. And thank you for all the Facebook inbox messages, for the just the emails. Some of you have sent emails. And for those of you who have sent emails who are listening today, I have been praying for you, and I will respond just as soon as possible. And so just know that God is moving on your behalf, and He is healing you in every way, in every part of your body. And so I just give God all the glory and honor again for all the reports, the praise reports that you have called in with. And isn't God faithful? You know, God is speaking to us as His sons and daughters. And you know, what is so precious to me is that under the old covenant, we were called His people. And today, you know, we still use that terminology, but today under the new covenant, we are His sons and daughters. And so that is just such a blessing to know that He is our Heavenly Father. He's not just a sovereign God Almighty who is the ruler of the heavens and the earth, but He is our Heavenly Father. And so I guess I'm going to go ahead and just jump in and get started. And please call in with your prayer request today. And if the Lord sees fit for me to prophesy, I will. And, you know, that's just totally, I'm led by the Holy Spirit with that. And so I'm not a mind reader, and I can't just start prophesying something if it's not there. And so, but I will release the word to you if the Lord so chooses to release one and breathe me. And so today, I want to talk to you about prayer. And, you know, this is Dove Ministries of Love, but what I have called these, and it's actually what the Lord had given to me in April of 2010, is Thanksgiving and prayer. And, you know, as I've walked along this journey and doing the program and just seeing the hand of God move, it's, you know, all the answers that I believe that have come absolutely have come through prayer. And, you know, we need to always have a heart of thanksgiving. when we have a heart of thanksgiving, the Bible says that it is a reasonable service unto the Lord. And so we want to continue to have a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of prayer. And there's so much on prayer. And I know that there's probably many of you that are listening today, or whenever you're listening, if it is this month in January and we only have a week and one day left, there's probably many of you who have been praying and fasting. And that is something that we normally do in Dove Ministries. We normally do it in the church that my husband and I pastor. It's just setting that pattern and, you know, for the rest of the year. Jesus lived a life of prayer and fasting. And in the book of Matthew, we read, there are three things that the Lord said, when you do these things. He didn't say, if you want to do these things. No, he said, when you do these things. And then he, you know, went on ahead and said, well, I won't say exactly what he said because I'm not turned there at this very moment. But what he was doing is he was giving us a format. He was telling us how we need to do these things and what he wants us to do. And well, I'll just go ahead and tell you, because some of you are wondering, and you can get this out of Matthew 6. He said, when you give alms, that was the first thing he said, when you give alms, he said, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. You know, don't make a big deal out of it to other people. Oh, well, I gave blah, 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 and I'm giving da, 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 da. He said, you know, to give your alms in secret. And then he said, I will reward you openly. But he said, when you give. He didn't say, if you want to give alms. He said, when you give alms. And if you're in a house that does not support other people and taking care of other people and they don't have the alms or benevolence, maybe you can bring that up as a suggestion to your pastor, you know, to start that, because God really honors when you give and sow into other people's lives and who are less fortunate than you are. And as a church, the church that my husband and I pastor, what we do, we used to, this is really interesting, but listen to this. We used to have what we called parking lot sales. You know, sometimes you have garage sales, a front yard sale, or whatever. And we would set things up on tables, and we would have hot dogs and drinks, and they were like a quarter each, something like that, quarter, 50 cents. And then one year, and this has been 3 years ago now, the Holy Spirit just quickened me and told me to end up and to give every single way, to not charge for it. Have people to clean out, you know, everything in their home, bring it, we'll put it in the parking lot, we'll still serve people hot dogs and cold drinks and cookies, and we'll just give it to them. And I want to tell you, since we started doing that corporately, and I just have put this together here recently, it's when you follow the instruction of the Lord and you're obedient, you are going to partake and eat the good of the land. You're going to see the blessings of the Lord. And what happened was we ended up, and our church became debt-free. It'll be debt-free 3 years this year. And I believe that that was one of the key ingredients, is that we just sowed into people's lives. And I'm telling you, people were so touched. They're like, you know, why aren't y'all selling this? You know, why are y'all just giving this stuff away? And, of course, we get to share with them, not just, you know, and tell them that God loves them, but we get to show them through our actions how much God loves them. And so we've been taking care of people in that way. And it's just, you know, it's just a huge, huge blessing. And so when you give your alms, he says, when you do it. So that means he is expecting that of you. And just like you expect God to do things for you, well, he expects you to do what he has said to do in and through his word. When you do this, okay. And let's go to the next thing, the second thing. He said, when you pray. Okay, he didn't say, if you want to pray, or if you feel like it. He said, when you pray. And I just want to encourage you today. You know, prayer is, so many people ask, you know, well, how am I supposed to pray? You know, well, what is prayer? You know, who can pray? Does God, does he always answer my prayer? Do I have to be all like I'm agonizing in it? And, you know, prayer is an essential ingredient. Okay, the first key ingredient I talked about was giving alms. The second one that I'm talking about right now is about prayer. And so it is an essential ingredient in our Christian experience. And, you know, the sad thing is that it's just a mysterious and a foreign thing to many Christians. Now, I'm just being real. Now, come on. I'm just being real. And so, you know, realizing this, we must really position ourselves at the foot of the cross, at the feet of Jesus, to learn about and to familiarize ourselves with the power that is available to us through prayer. And, you know, some of you, maybe you've heard this expression before. It is no prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. And I'm telling you, that is just the truth. That's not a little cutesy, cliche type of saying. It is the truth. And so all real growth in our spiritual life, all the victory over temptation, all the confidence and the peace in the presence of difficulties and dangers that we have every single day, during those times of that we have great disappointments and we experience loss and then just that habitual place of communion with God, it all depends upon the practice of secret prayer. And so now listen. So he said, when you pray. So again, it's not an option, it's a command. He's saying, when you do this. Okay, and then the third thing he said was when you fast. And he didn't say, if you want to fast, if you're a part of this denomination. And, well, first of all, he didn't create denominations, did he? But he said, when you fast. So it doesn't matter if you are Lutheran, Protestant, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Pentecostal, full gospel, Church of God in Christ, Nazarene, Lutheran. It doesn't matter. Not all of that, the denomination thing, is irrelevant of what the Lord said in his word. He said, when you fast. And so, again, fasting is not an option. But, again, today I want to share with you and talk with you about prayer. And because we really need to plug into that place of having that communion with the Lord. And you know, when you step into that place, God wants you to experience. And he wants you to encounter a new place in your prayer life this year. And so the sad thing is that there's so few Christians that avail themselves of what is truly a spiritual privilege. And so you know, there's so many. You've been trapped by temptations. You've been frozen by fears. And you've been disillusioned by disappointments. And prayer is the key that unlocks the door of God's treasure house. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Prayer is the key that unlocks the door of God's treasure house. And so I just want to help you and encourage you. I always tell people, and you've probably heard me, if you've listened to Doug Ministries of Love, if you've heard me speak very long, because I've been doing this program now, this is going on the third year, is that I'm so grateful that God called me into the fivefold ministry. The fruit is there from walking as an apostle and a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, and a teacher. And I'm very honored and I'm very humbled by that, just greatly honored and humbled. But the greatest privilege and honor in my life is being an intercessor. And I want to share that with you. It's being an intercessor. And it's being able to stand in that place of just, you know, praying and then seeing God move. And it is a mysterious thing. And one thing that I have learned throughout all these years is that nothing really happens in the ministry of God being birthed out in my life except through prayer. And so I want to give you a few scriptures. Isaiah 59:16. And so if you want to write these down, and then you can go back and you can read these and you can study these and just let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. But in Isaiah 59:16, it says, "And he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor, no one to intervene on behalf of truth and right." And so, you know, this is amazing to me that God said God wondered. He wondered that there was no intercessor. And so this was in the days of course, long, long before the coming of Jesus and the full of grace and truth, which is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so, now we have, according to Romans 8:26, the Bible says, which is very, very encouraging, the Bible says in Romans 8:26, let me get to it here, it says, "So too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness, for we did not know what prayer to offer now, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance." And so it says, he himself helping our infirmity, he himself making intercession for us. And so that is an incredible, just amazing blessing. And so, you know, when I think about the Father, how back in Isaiah he said, "Is there no man? Is there no intercessor?" He said, "I wonder if there's just anyone." And so now we have the Holy Spirit who helps us. He helps us to make that place of intercession. He gave us access, he gave us a way through his son, Jesus Christ, but he is looking. He is looking for man, because truly everything really depends upon prayer. And so why are so many Christians defeated? And I know the Bible says that we are not, that the enemy has been defeated, But the truth is, a lot of us have walked in defeat. It's because they pray so little. And you know what? If you're involved in a church, and if you're a church worker, whether you're ministry of helps, a teacher, a pastor, you know, whatever you do, sometimes why do you get so discouraged and disheartened? Because you pray so little. Mm-hmm. And then, why do most men see so few brought out of darkness into the light in their ministry? Because they pray so little. And why aren't our churches just flat right out, simply put, on fire for God? Because there is so little real prayer. And so the truth is that Jesus, our Lord, he is just as powerful today as he's ever been. And so the Lord, he's as anxious for men to be saved as ever before. And, you know, in Isaiah 59:16, it says, the other part of that verse, it says that his arm is not shortened that it cannot save. That he cannot stretch forth his arm unless we pray more and more. And so the secret of all failure is our failure in secret prayer. Okay, I'll say that again. The secret of all failure is our failure in secret prayer. Just think, if God, if he wandered in the days of Isaiah, then why should we not be surprised to find that the days of his flesh, that Jesus marveled? That's what the Bible says, is that he marveled. It says he wandered in the Old Testament, but now in the New Testament it says that he marveled. And that's in Mark in chapter 6. And I want to read that to you because it's a very, very powerful scripture, and we really need to understand this and to hear it. It says, and he marveled because of their unbelief, because of their lack of faith in him. Mm. And he went about among the surrounding villages and continued teaching. And so, and then actually translation says that he marveled at the unbelief of some, and he said unbelief that actually prevented him from doing any mighty work in their cities. Oh, Lord, help us. I don't want to be one that he's marveling at unbelief that could be in my life because of not having faith in him that he can do what he says that he will do. Now, the thing is that it says that it prevented him from doing any mighty work. So we've got to remember that those who were guilty of this unbelief, they saw no beauty in him that they should desire him or believe on him. And so, so then we have to stop and we have to think about that. You know, he sees us, he sees, well, the few of us who truly love and adore him, and the few who really stir themselves up to take hold of God. You know, it's like we're always wanting someone to pump us up, to rev us up, but he's looking for someone that he can just stir themselves up. After all, doesn't the Word of God say to stir up yourself in Timothy? Stir up the gift of faith in you. Stir it up. That's where the song came from. Now, in Isaiah, again, let me go back to Isaiah in chapter 64, in verse 7, it says, and no one calls on your name and awakens and bestirs himself to take and keep hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the consuming power of our iniquity. Mm. And so, you know, is there something that we can do to you know, to position ourselves, to get ourselves in that place of being, having that zeal and of wanting to pray and to take hold of the Lord. And so praise God that in Joel 2:28 that he said in the last days that he's going to pour out of his spirit. He's going to pour out the spirit of supplication. And so, you know, it's kind of sad to think that there's several places, churches that don't even have any prayer meetings. And so I'm just telling you that there's so much power in prayer. And so there's something about stirring yourself up and keeping hold of God. We don't want God to hide his face from us, even though that's what he did in the under the old covenant. And then in Romans 1, I'm going to start with verse 21. It says, because when they knew and recognized him as God, they did not honor and glorify him as God or give him thanks, but instead they became godless in their thinking with vain imaginations, with foolish reasonings and secret speculations, and their senseless minds were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. Professing to be smart, they made simpletons of themselves. And by them, the glory and majesty and excellence of the immortal God were exchanged for and represented by images resembling mortal man and birds and beasts and reptiles. It says, therefore, God gave them up in the lust of their own hearts to sexual impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, abandoning them to degrading power of sin. Wow. And so that's not how we want to live. That's not how we want our life to be. We want our lives to be on fire. We want to have that zeal and that ardency. The Bible says that it is the effectual, fervent prayer. It's the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The effectual fervent. Now, that's pretty strong when you think about effectual and when you think about fervent. Now, I'm going to tell you what effectual is. This is not for any condemnation, but effectual means effective. Is it effective? And effective, now watch this, effective is producing a desired result. So when we pray with that effectualness, we're praying with effectiveness. And so we're praying our prayer because we're praying with an effectiveness. It is going to produce the desired result of what we're praying. Isn't that powerful? You know, sometimes, well, the Bible says to study to show yourself approved. And sometimes we read a lot of scripture and we read a lot of the word and we think we know what it is, but we really don't have an understanding of what it is. What does it mean? Effectual. Everyone thinks, well, when they pray, they're praying with an effectual, fervent prayer. Well, then it's supposed to be availing much. And we're supposed to be seeing the result of what we've been praying. Now, fervent. Now, what does the word fervent mean? Fervent means intent or ardent. And then ardent, let me get to ardent over here. means passionate and enthusiastic. And so here we see that God wants us, according to his word, he wants us to pray passionately, enthusiastically. He wants us to pray with an intensity. And then we see when we do all of this, then we see that, praise God, we see that our praying, that it is producing the result. So that's what effectual is. So let me ask you this. How many of you are praying with the result of what you are speaking in that place of prayer? Well, it's having a little doodle moment. And please, this is not for any condemnation. This is to help you. This is to stir you up. If you have faith and you don't doubt, Matthew said that all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer believing, you shall receive. Do you believe? Is it true? And so, you know, we want to pray more. I mean, we want to pray without any limitations. We want to be in that place of prayer to where, you know, we are actually living in that realm, in that place of being able to see very quickly what the Lord is, you know, what he is laying on our hearts to pray for. We want to see that manifestation. And because it gives him glory and it gives him honor. And, you know, there may be some things in your life last year, and this is just a thought. Just think about this. There may be some things in your life that you felt like you didn't, you know, you were really unsure about. You thought you heard from the Lord, but maybe you just didn't pray it through. The effectual prayers, the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And one thing I've learned, it's kind of difficult to pray uprightly or to pray aright if we're not living or serving aright. In other words, you know, our heart has to be pure. We have to have pure motives for what we're doing. And so I just want to encourage you to press in to obey him. And pray and do and then go. Pray, do, and go. And so you have to be willing, when you pray, you have to be willing to step out and to do or to go wherever he says to go. And so usually if, you know, if we're praying, he's going to tell us or to do this, to do and to go. And so I'm so grateful that the Lord, that he's so compassionate and he's just so, has so much long-suffering with us. Aren't you grateful for that? Aren't you grateful that he just takes his time and he's just so long-suffering because he wants us to get it. He wants us to know that through the blood of Jesus, that he created us. This is what we read in, or what I read to you out of Matthew 21, is that if we have faith and we don't doubt, if we just simply believe him, and you know, I'll admit to you, sometimes it can be easy to doubt because you know, because we think that we should, we're just thinking that this just doesn't seem like it's going to, you know, that it's going to work out here. How can this be? And am I sure this is the Lord? And you know, we try to put pieces together that he never asked us to pick up those pieces and try to put them together. He said in his word, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So the righteous is not every Christian. The righteous is not every person that just says, I believe that Jesus Christ died and was buried and rose again on the third day. I mean, the righteous are those who are walking uprightly. And when you're walking uprightly, then your prayers are going to be uprightly or aright. They're going to be with the right heart, with the right motive. You know, sometimes you pray for people, and it's because it's what you want to see. But when you pray with a right heart sometimes, when you pray with the right heart, not sometimes, but all the time, but what I'm saying is when you pray with the right heart, well, then a lot of times you're going to be praying things for people that is going to surprise you. Why? Because you're praying out of the right heart. Because you're praying and you're being led by the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes it's difficult to pray aright when your heart's not aright. And so that's why we've got to continue to forgive and to release people, to let people go, and to just know that that, you know what, I'm going to forgive that person. I'm going to release any judgments. I'm going to release whatever I need to release, because I believe that if I get my heart right, that I will be manifesting that righteousness. And when I pray, I'm going to pray with the right motive. I'm going to pray with the right heart, because I hear his voice, because I'm being led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so so let's start this year off by really developing a prayer life, that place of communing with him. And that place of let's start this year off in that place of knowing that when we pray according to his word, that we are going to see the results of what is, you know, what we're praying and we're releasing to the Lord, and we're going to see the results. I believe for you today that as you press in, that you are going to step in, that you are going to touch the hem of his garment, that when you pray, that you are going to release the power of God. And there's something about just the more and more you pray, and the more you enter into that life, and, you know, the more you stay in that vein of prayer, you are going to see such a amazing, incredible move of God in your life. I mean, things are going to happen because you're going to get up, you're going to pray, and then you're going to do, and then you're going to go. Amen. And so just be encouraged today, and know that God is for you, that he is with you, that he is patient, that he is long-suffering, that he is willing to go that extra mile. He's always willing to do whatever it is necessary in order for you to be able to become who you were born to be. And I'm just telling you that whatever he told you to do, you can do it. And there's something about when you press into that place of prayer, of corporate prayer, I mean, he just begins to move in such a, or not corporate prayer, but when you just press into that place of prayer, but corporately too, something just changes. When everybody gets on the right page, when you get on the right page with the Lord, and, you know, the thing about getting on the right page is not necessarily, don't focus so much on coming into agreement with another person, but focus on coming into agreement with the will of God. Focus on coming into agreement with the plans and the purposes of God. And when you keep your focus in that way, then your focus is where it should be. You know, your focus is where it needs to be. Your focus is where it belongs. And so then what happens is, because your focus is in the right place, then it's your actual praying is going to be more effectual and more fervent. And so you just can't go wrong when you come into alignment with the Spirit of God, and when you trust him, and when you pray in accordance to his will. There's just, you know, you can't, you just simply cannot go wrong at all. And so, praise God. And so, I just pray today for each and every one of you today, and I hope that this has been helpful to you. The program is usually an hour long, an hour and a half long, 90 minutes, but I'm only going an hour today and just kind of stepping back in slowly. And so, again, I appreciate everyone. I appreciate you praying for me, and I just love you with the love of the Lord, and praise God for his faithfulness. And, you know, we've been talking about praying today, and so if any of you have any prayer requests right now, go ahead and call in, and I want to practice what I have been sharing with you today, and pray for you with whatever prayer requests you might have. And then we'll just see how the Lord, how he leads and what he does. And so we're talking about prayer, and the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so I'm telling you, I have been praying for you, but I would love to pray for you in person. And so, again, just go ahead and call in, and I will see your name on here, or not your name, your number, and I'll know that you're wanting to have prayer. And I just will go ahead, and I'm just going to pray over all of you in general, and then if someone does call in for personal prayer, then I will pray for you as well. Father God, thank you for each and every listener today, or whenever they might be listening to the program. And Father, thank you that you are long suffering. And Father God, thank you that your plans and your purposes for each and every person is to give everyone an expected end, to give them, Lord God, to show them the plans and the purposes, Lord God, that you have. Father God, thank you that you are just so faithful. And Lord God, I pray for every person, Lord God, that this would be the year that they would develop just that passion, that fervency, just that enthusiasm, just as I shared, Lord God, in your words, that they would develop that place of prayer. praying without any doubt and just having that ardency, Lord God, according to your word. Lord God, you are the one that gives us that zeal that we need. And so, Father, I ask you in Jesus' name, I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord God, and I just thank you, Lord God, that you will just give them the zeal that they have need of, Father God. Give them, Lord God, that zeal that would, Lord God, that would just carry them into that place of such passion that they would just so, Lord God, just that they would just desire to pray. They would want to pray on a continual basis. And Lord, thank you that you are developing us day by day, that you are doing within us by your Holy Spirit those things that would help each and every one, Lord God, to, Father God, to just to be who you have called them to be, Lord God, so that they can do what you have purposed in your heart for them to do, and that they'll go, Lord God, they'll go to those places, to wherever you would have them to go to, Lord God, knowing that you and you alone have orchestrated, Lord God, in their lives, Father God, that you have orchestrated that that moment for them. You created that moment for them to show forth your glory, Lord God, to reveal, Lord God, the plan and the purpose that would bring you glory. Father God, thank you for just being so faithful. And Lord God, I thank you that every person can step up into a new place, even today, Lord God, knowing and realizing that you have given them the authority and you have given them the power, Lord God, through their obedience. Father, we just love you. We adore you. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that there is no one like you. Father God, you're so amazing. Lord God, you're so amazing. And Father, I truly just lift up, Lord God, every single person, Lord God, and I just ask you to please, Lord God, please help them to step into that place, Lord God, of being able to pray and being able to pray without ceasing, and Lord God, to just to know that you are true to your word, that you are faithful, and you will do, Lord God, what you have said that you would do. And Father God, I thank you that this is the beginning of a new year. Lord God, it's the beginning of a fresh new anointing, Lord God, that you're releasing upon your people. And Father God, I thank you that this will be the year, Lord God, that many will see things that they have been believing you for so many years. But not only that, Lord God, they'll see even beyond that, because, Father God, they've put their hope and their trust in you, Lord God, and you have opened up to them, and you have shown them the way, Lord God. Thank you for manifesting yourself to each and every person. And, Father, I just give you the glory and honor. Father God, I give you the praise, because you and you alone, Lord God, are worthy to receive it all. Now, Father, be blessed in each and every person's life. And Lord God, we love you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, praise God. God is good all the time. There's not one moment of one day that God is not good. Did you hear that? There's not one moment of one day that our God is not good. He is always, always, always good. And you can position yourself on a daily basis. You can position yourself to encounter and to experience the goodness of our God. He said in his word, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Do you believe that? All the days of your life. And remember today that God's plan for you, it is a great plan. And he desires for you to see his handmaid. He desires for you to see and to know that he is the God that he says that he is. And if he said he's going to do it, then guess what, my friend? He is going to do it. And so, again, be encouraged today and just know that you are blessed with the love of the Lord. And I look forward to sharing again with you next week on January the 30th. And the program will be, it'll be for the whole time, the whole 90 minutes. And so get ready to listen, to have someone, call someone, let someone know, and praise God. Praise God for his faithfulness. And again, just know that you are loved, and wow, what a blessing it has been today to be with you again. And I just love each and every one of you. I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to come to you and to be able to share the word of the Lord. And so be sure and invite someone next week and to join you on the program and to listen. And I'm excited about what God has for you. And I can't wait to hear from each one of you and just to hear what God is doing in your life. And so I know I've missed the last 3 weeks and or the last 2 weeks, and it's just been difficult. It's really been hard. But anyway, I am better. Thank you for praying for me. Continue to pray, and I'll continue to pray for you. And again, I look forward to sharing with you and being with you again on Dove Ministries of Love. Okay. Blessings to you. Love you with the love of the Lord. And don't forget that the glory of God is upon you. And just know that he's working all things together for your good. Okay, love you. Oh, and visit me on www.churchoftheglory.org or www.dove-ministries.com. Okay, be blessed. Bye-bye.